From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. China has announced stiff penalties for people caught illegally fishing in Chinese waters, including areas of the South China Sea claimed by neighboring nations. The Supreme Court Tuesday said fishermen illegally entering Chinese waters more than once a year will be subject to fines and up to a year in jail. Last month, a United Nations-backed court in The Hague ruled that China had no claim to the waters of the South China Sea. The Chinese defense minister has urged his nation to prepare for what he called a people's war at sea in an effort to safeguard national sovereignty. President Obama and Singapore's prime minister Lee Hsien Loong restated their commitment to passing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. At the White House Tuesday, the two leaders discussed the TPP pact, which is currently stalled in Congress. During remarks at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce on Monday, Mr. Lee said the agreement would give the U.S. better access to markets that make up for 40% of the global economy.
Keeping your markets open to trade, deepening your partnership with ASEAN, and cooperating with countries in the region to enhance regional security, you have helped create the basis for a peaceful, rules-based regional and international order.
The pact has become controversial with both 2016 U.S. presidential candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, opposed to it. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has restated an earlier claim that the failed coup attempt against him last month was plotted outside the country. Those accusations are likely in reference to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. This is VOA News.